Back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan, and I appreciate more of your time.
Glad to be back.
Well, we're going to continue our update on Berrigan County and then go up to Houghton County on Portage in a minute. But let's go back to Huron Bay for a second and talk about the opportunities that are out there right now. Ice seems to be holding steady, so let's talk about what they're fishing for.
You know, it's a mixed bag out there as well. Some of the guys are still going for whitefish, so those numbers haven't been as good in the last couple of years. But they're looking for burbot. They're looking for the occasional flake. They're down the head of the bay. They got opportunities for good-sized northerns. And so there's just a wide variety right now. With the spring, when that current starts moving a little more, the ice gets a little iffy at times, but the fishing picks up, it seems. So.
Yeah, it's one of those risk versus reward type situations, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can tell if it's holding up good, but you just got to check on the way out.
All right, let's go up to Portage Lake and talk about the results from this past weekend, or at least, you know, what fish you heard were caught during that Chassel VFW tournament, because I heard there was a massive pike that took it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Someone said it was like a 46-inch or whatever. It was like a 25-pound pike that took it. And then from there, they went down to like a 36-inch pike. So it wasn't a lot of fish, a lot of the flags, but not a lot of big fish. Walleyes are pretty small. They had a hard time catching some big walleyes. Crappies, top three places were over a pound, so those are 15-inch crappies. So those are pretty good-sized fish, but the walleyes, I think, are still picking up. But again, the ice conditions aren't the greatest, but you can still get out there pretty good. I was out Sunday, able to get out there easy with a little over a foot of ice in the bay, so it's looking good.
Well, let's talk about those crappies, because it sounds like they finally turned on just in time for the tournament. That was one of the best categories, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, people have been fishing all winter, but it's been slow. But they're starting to pick up. I went out myself Sunday night and had 13 crappies in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So two of them were 12 and a half inches. The rest were 8 to 10 that I took home, enough for a meal, and then threw a few back that were smaller. So,
were you in Chassel Bay there?
I was in Chassel Bay, right out in the middle where the shacks are, yeah.
Would you mind sharing what was working the best for you?
I just had a live minnow on a little tiny number 12 treble hook for one. But the best thing I had was a... just a small white jig with a minnow on it.
Oh, sounds pretty basic then.
It's pretty basic, yeah. The fish were coming through. I could see them on the graph. When they came up and started looking at it, you could get them to follow it up and bite. Pretty typical bite for a crappie. So they weren't coming through in great numbers, but you could see them on the locator. When they came through, they usually followed it up and hit. So.
Did you have to wait until, you know, low light conditions, or were you catching them in the middle of the day?
I got there about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And so fished for those 2 hours. And the bigger ones were earlier. Towards evening, they were still biting when I left. I ran out of minnows. I only had a few, so.
All right, Scott, good report on that then. At least the crappie are turned back on and showing up now in Chassel Bay. So thank you so much for your time and good details. Good stuff.
Thanks for talking to us.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan, hooking us up with that Keweenaw Bay, Huron Bay, and Portage Lake report on The Outdoor Show.